Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
So go ahead and just start up this one, I guess, with the brand new Rundown Reviews. I'm your host, Joe. We got co-host Ron here.
Hey, everybody.
As always. Also with us today, for the second time, technically, on the feed, we've got Ben from the Cartoon Cast and from the Watchtower.
Hello.
Ben, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. About as good as 10 minutes ago. Wait, I mean, whenever the last recording...
It would have been... Let's see, this one's coming out in... Wait, what month
two
is
weeks?
This is the...
This will be in June, right?
Yeah, this will be the 16th of June. So yeah, about 2 weeks.
Okay, I've been on mic 2 weeks now, so I'm the same as I was back then.
We had you waiting here the entire time.
There were snacks.
We actually, speaking of snacks, we were having a... I say accidentally, but when I go shopping, I should not be by myself because I bought a giant tub of Cheetos paws. You know, Chester
like,
Cheetos
it's
paws.
Like this big.
Oh
it's
my
a big
god!
Tub. So we were snacking on that while we were watching Gen 13, and that was probably the best part of the movie.
That,
I was at
the
CVS.
Too.
I was at the CVS yesterday, and they had a bunch of like little Debbie snack cakes in the checkout line. That's basically entrapment. That's
right?
That's entrapment right there.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, we're covering Gen 13 today, guys. It's this movie. It technically was not released in America, but it did get a release over in Europe. So it
and Australia.
I mean, was it Australia as well? Okay, so I knew it was overseas. I just didn't know exactly.
We know it definitely went down under. So.
I understand that.
This movie was... I was going to give my trivia later, but one of the reasons why it wasn't released in America is because it's owned... Hold on, we'll get there. It's owned by Disney currently. But because it is a DC property, that kind of, you know, Disney owns Marvel, so they're not going to release it anytime soon. That's the only trivia I can find. I'm pretty sure the reason it's not released is because it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So
it's a bad movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
A real quick review
of the movie. We've seen worse movies. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Maybe. But
oh, interesting.
So a quick rundown of the movie. So
yeah.
She's in college with her super horny roommate. That locks her out of the room so she can bang a dude.
Yep.
You missed the flashback. The flashback which gave me the hopes that it was going to be cool. Because the flashback rules.
That flashback in the beginning was pretty badass. I mean, well...
There's guns that actually tear bullets into people,
yeah,
and they bleed. Like, this is a mature
apart.
Content thing.
Yeah. That was very, like,
I was hoping
quick.
For a different kind of mature content that we didn't really get, but...
It comes later.
Kind of did. It just was very blurred out.
Fair enough.
Like smoke.
No, but, like, okay, so her parents were special-powered. Then she goes to college. She gets recruited by G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely was G.I. Joe.
To go into a recruitment program run by the Baroness.
Holy shit, I didn't even think of that.
Without the glasses, so she is less hot. Mm. But she gets superpowers. Her half-brother creepily watches
so,
her.
No, I think that's her full brother.
That's
oh,
in
see,
this
thought...
continuity, it's her full brother. I think that there was... That guy, Mark Hamill's character, Dreadnought, Dump Force, what the fuck was his name?
Threshold or something?
Threshold, that's
Matthew.
The one.
Matthew. His name was Matthew.
Mateo, yeah, and he in the comics, I think, had a half-sister, which is some other plot-relevant character, but they meshed them together for the movie, I think.
Okay. Well, and so this movie, it was obvious they were trying to get either a greenlit for a series or was trying to get, like, a couple movies to go along with this.
It feels like a prequel story, like an origin story that leads into something else.
Bad. It wasn't good.
Well, there was no plot build up to it. It was like, here's this random mysterious college that this military guy's, you know, gets you into. And then she's like, I wanted to do it for my dad.
Her dad, she never knew.
If you told me that this world was entirely populated by colleges and mysterious governmental organization, I would believe you. Like, there isn't any world building beyond. We don't know what the role of superpowers are. We don't know what the government is trying to do with them. Yeah. We don't have any idea what that's like for the man on the street. There's no context for why we should care about anyone or anything, which is pretty rough.
Except for the 7-foot plot.
Yes. So we brought up Mark Hamill's character, and the first time we see him, he's taking an interest in Caitlin.
Very creepily.
It was
watching her in the showers, watching her in her bedroom.
It was definitely very like, okay, maybe he knows who she is. I mean, he knows that she was a offspring of the previous generation of powered people, I guess.
Yeah, that's the only people who get inducted are the children.
The government.
Yeah. Well, he's also the only character with...
another...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. Continue.
He's also the only character with, like, complex motivations, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the only one who isn't showing all of his cards every time he speaks. Because everybody else is doing it. There's that Cruella de Vil person who's just constantly... jabberjawing about how evil she wants to be, like.
Well, then she gets pissed off every time the that general guy comes.
Our superpowered
surprise inspections.
Our superpowered cool kids that we're supposed to like think are cool and not dorks just follow all the orders that they're given by this governmental organization and then fight against governmental organization. There isn't really anything internal going on there. It's just like don't want to get zapped in a matrix tank, so like I guess I'll fight back.
But then that's
well, and then Caitlin's supposed to be like the super smart girl that is an idiot.
She's naive, I think, is what they were
naive
going
is a
for
good one. It also doesn't help the Alicia Witt, who does the voice acting for that, did a terrible voice acting for that. Like,
I can just imagine the director's like, okay, so what I need you to do is just read this like you were reading, you know, in your head. And then she's like, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to sound chipper with everything.
So most voice actors, and Ben, you might be able to, you may have a little bit more knowledge of this than I do. They are in a room and it's probably half and half. They're acting against somebody. This almost seems like she was just like, all right, here's a script, act.
Or just read it.
Yeah.
In 2000, they would probably have been in the same room as other people.
That's what I would hope. If that's the case, what the hell?
It's a little inexcusable, especially when she gets headaches and, like, the direction is just...
scream?
Make anguished noises and, like... Yeah. I'm not allowed to hit her, so she's just got to protect. Yeah, it's so bad. Can I read you a line of dialogue that I wrote down?
Go ahead.
Because it's not just the voice acting is bad. The dialogue that they give her to voice act is also bad. It's almost as if I can feel myself growing stronger by the second.
Yeah.
we were talking about that. It was giving us the comic book, I have to explain to you what's going on.
She's constantly
possibly comprehend it.
She's talking to herself a lot of the movie, and that's like a thing that you often have with like single player game, like in The Witcher. You know, you play as Geralt, and he's constantly jabberjawing to himself because he can't just be silent. Like he's got to. It'd be boring if he was silent, but they explain it in his character. Like he's a loner, and he usually talks to his horse. So there you go. She is just like. Nattering to herself about what's going on in the movie most of the movie as though we can't figure it out, and it's not complicated.
Superpower progress. I have no inner monologue,
and it's not even like she's a loner because she makes friends really quick with Roxy and Grunge or whatever.
I was gonna call him Flea, but
Grunge is Flea, which is kind of cool.
It's cool in isolation. Like that fact is cool. It didn't make him a good voice actor.
No, correct.
No, they had one good voice actor.
Yeah, that was Mark Hamill. And, well, yeah. Cloris Leachman did good. A good job.
Okay, fair enough.
But the entire time I kept thinking about Young Frankenstein, so.
Flea often ends up in animated voice acting roles for some reason. Like, he was Donnie from The Wild Thornberries. So, like, he has, like, this... I don't know that if he's just so the only sense. Member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers to say yes, or what the issue is. But
didn't the Red Hot Chili Peppers have a cartoon for a while?
Did they?
I think so.
I think you're thinking of Metalocalypse.
No.
God, I love it. Oh, love it. Yeah, I mean, so we've talked a little bit about a couple of the voice actors. I also want to point out John DeLancey.
John DeLancey.
Yep, who did, you know, his Q from Star Trek Next Generation. That's where I know him from most. He was Colonel Lynch, the guy who kept coming back. And
so the other guy was one eye.
Yeah, the other one eye guy.
Two people have dramatic scars on their eyes.
I mean...
He was okay. I didn't mind his voice acting. I thought he was fine. Yeah. He's a bad character.
For 15 seconds.
Yeah, he's a bad character, but like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of them were, though.
Yeah, the character development, like we said, character development just sucked. Yeah. It didn't do anything to help the story at all.
I was super confused by Roxy's character because they give us all the physical demarcators of naughty girl. Like, she's smoking, she's got dyed hair, but she's just kind of not that much of a sass mouth person. Like, she's just sort of one of the crew. Like, they're very Scooby-Doo molded.
Yeah, she felt like she really wanted to be included when all the vibes was like, no, I'm by myself.
Yeah, she clings a lot for somebody who's everything else about her character is telling me that she's standoffish, which is just awkward.
Speaking of clinging, did anybody else when Caitlin was holding up Roxy and Grunge in the vent, did anybody else think that he was wanting something else and not just the fart?
Yeah, when he was rubbing against her butt.
Yeah, he was definitely in a good position for anything.
Can we talk for a second about the sexual explicitness of this movie?
Go ahead.
Like, what? Okay, so Disney wanted, I think, the distance from this movie somewhat because it was, like, mature content, quote-unquote mature content.
Risqué.
So, like, this was in 2000, and the animation is not bad considering it's 2000. It does look a lot like X-Men kind of stuff.
First thing I said when it started out. I think it actually was created in 98, and they showed it at a convention in 98, but then just couldn't, they shopped it around and couldn't get it distributed anywhere. But until 2000 overseas. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, so all the characters look good, but they do look like X-Men, which is, I don't know, I wouldn't say that, they're not really edgy. They're not really dark, edgy, mature kind of edgy. They're more like cool teen edgy, and those are kind of neutered on screen. Like, they look a little plastic, look a little like Barbie dolls, but there are so many shots of this, and it's like, it's intentional that we are getting the upskirt angle for her roommate in the first thing. Yep. It is intentional that her tits blast out of her costume when she does her She-Hulk transformation. Like, there are so many, everybody is double D's, always wearing thongs, like, everything is so explicit, and they take any opportunity to put them in their underpants.
And that may go back to the comic itself, because
the comic was very sexually
from, yeah, it came from that era, that edgy era of Image, and oh, we're the new hot thing, we're the new Marvel.
It was more like, how do we get horny teen boys to look at our comic?
That's what Image was. But no, you laugh, but that's literally what Image was created on.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's really what it is. I'm happy with what we have now with Image because we're getting some amazing stuff to come out of it. But it's not just a eye candy, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a prude. I don't mind sex in my comics. It's just at such odds.
It doesn't have to be blatant right there in your face every
time.
There
was more sexual plot in this movie than there was actual plot in this movie.
You're not wrong.
Not untrue.
Watching them in the showers. Which
I did. I definitely wrote a comment. Someone is making some extra cash for a
the bedrooms,
midnight
the showers
program.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say because this movie wasn't all that good.
No, I feel like it leaned on the mature thing as a crutch, and that's why we got so many shots of that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I think what didn't help it is we watched this, and I'm assuming because this is where I told you to watch it, was on YouTube, and the version we watched was pixelated to all high hell. Like it was
very
bad.
Poor quality.
Bad quality.
I will make the distinction that that is sort of my that's just my running prescription. Like I've been downloading cartoons from the internet for as long as anyone. I'm used to that kind of quality, so I could even tell through the mist of 2040p 240p that like I could still tell that it was well animated. It just it was grainy and unpleasant to look at. But it's not the movie's fault. Like, I can't really judge him on that.
No, that's not. It's just a copy that we were watching. Maybe subconsciously in my mind, I that hurt a little bit. But even I commented right when it started out that it had a lot of a good X-Men the Animated Series feel vibe to it. So, and, Ben, you had said that as well. You got...
The only other note that I wanted to say... was it was a good thing it was a 1-800 number that she had to call because she could use the payphone for free.
Yes, the payphone.
So I don't know. God, how old are you, Ben?
Old enough to remember those jingles about collateect.
Well, I just remember that, like, when we were kids, we used to go down to the payphone that was down the road, and you'd crank call 1-800 numbers on it because it was free.
I never did that.
Really?
No, I never did
that. Oh, man, that was like summertime entertainment.
I lived out in the country in the summer.
Fair
well,
enough.
Until I was 18.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I couldn't really just go down the street. Down the street was a pig farm. So
hey, can I borrow your phone? I gotta make some great calls.
Ben, is there any other scenes that stuck out to you at all?
Yeah, the training montage was particularly jarring for me. Mainly because of the music that accompanied it. Do you guys remember what was going on? It was like a bunch of clanking and beeping and it sounded like Rhapsody in Blue. It was wild.
One thing, I don't pay attention to music very often. And this being late 90s, early 2000s, so we're kind of getting into that grunge phase. They definitely were not there with this movie.
No,
it was so far from that. Like the end music, the that rolled over the credits, that fit with the style or with the date that it was released. Music throughout the show, though, not so much.
So the director of the show, Kevin Altieri, he was also worked on. He wrote a bunch of Batman the Animated Series stuff.
Yes.
So I definitely detected that there was a lot of the kind of Batman Animated Series symphonic score in a lot of the music here, but it also like veered into something else at time. Hang on, I wrote down what it veered into. I was just getting such a vibe.
It was like the training.
It almost sounded like Fantasia at times.
Okay.
Is what it sounded like to me. It's again like a tonal mismatch problem. Is they're going for real mature, but the plot is real bland.
Yeah,
Their music is real bland, and the characters look like Barbie dolls. So, like, none of it meshes with mature.
Yeah, I don't.
I wish I'd paid more attention to the lighting. I'm sure that wasn't great either.
probably not. Oh. You got anything else?
I've got just the bingo points.
Okay.
I
think I don't have anything other myself. This is definitely gonna be shorter than.
Yeah, I told you so.
Yeah.
So, the bingo points that we have for this one. The parents were killed.
Okay.
There was a training montage.
Mm-hmm.
The hero kills someone.
Yep.
And government interference.
But it's a government sanctioned.
But it
thing.
Was a government interfering with a different government interference, so therefore they.
Okay.
It was still government interference.
How is the plot so simple and still confused us?
Right? I don't know.
They didn't have enough time for doing that and fart jokes. They could only pick one.
And they chose the fart joke on the hot chicks. Like, okay.
Every time.
And this was, what, 70-ish minutes? 86 minutes?
No, yeah, it was like, long. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I had to take breaks.
Well, so, okay, we, so
We were playing on our phones and talking to each other about other things.
We know it's a bad movie when we are talking in the middle of it, over it, and not pausing. Because there's definitely been movies like, I think when we did Tales from the Crypt, or even, might have been Vault of Horrors, where we were like, we're watching it, and something comes up, we pause it.
Yeah.
Because we were enjoying it. This one, nah, I didn't feel like pausing it. Like, if my girlfriend had called me upstairs to go help her or something, I would have just left it going.
I'll be right back. Tell me what I missed.
Yeah. And then I would come back and be like, oh, I didn't miss anything. Hmm.
You missed tits. Almost.
There were more of them. Sort of.
Yeah. It.
This All is the women have the same, like, She-Ra dimensions, too.
Yeah.
Like, that just... It just kind of bothered me in terms of, like, a... in terms of, like, a sexism in comic books and
well,
media.
Well, even Helga.
Kinda.
Like, she's supposed to be a bigger,
yeah, the
like,
stereotypical
like a
German
lady.
But the Trunchbull from Matilda.
Yes.
Except she had, you know, tits that stuck out 4 inches, you know, in comic size, 4 inches.
Yeah. But, like, even Roxy, who is like, why can't I be big-titted like that? She is!
Yeah,
she's got an hourglass figure like all of them do.
Yep. But she didn't expand like Caitlyn did when she got her powers.
That
using
that's
my powers
true.
Too.
Yeah. Now, the characters here, they weren't... I'd be interested to read the comics, even maybe the original, just to see how they are actually portrayed.
To see if this was just, like, a horrible, like...
Well, it has to be, because the series went on for some time.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
It went on for a couple of years. So
maybe they just dropped the plot.
Well, and again, like Ben said, this is the origin story. They guarantee this was the stepping stone to the better movie.
In that case, they probably...
But they didn't get there.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are manifold problems with this, but, like, one thing I want to pay focus to is that there is something very similar in tone in comics in the mature, late 90s kind of zeitgeist, which is Teen Titans. Like, mm-hmm. that was a very mature comic. What did they do with it when they adapted it? They made it into an animated series.
And
not an animated movie, an animated yep. series where they took their fucking time and did the fucking work, and mm-hmm. it was
amazing. Like that,
it's
the
great.
Teen Titans show, the first one, is beautiful.
I've always thought that with everything that they take from a written format to a TV format mm-hmm. or a movie format, I always want them to do series. Like,
yeah.
Because
they have to condense
just,
too much for a movie.
Exactly. Yep. Like when they do movies, I would much rather have a TV series based on a movie where they can actually follow the storyline of the TV or of the book than to have a 2.5 hour movie that cuts out 90% of the important shit.
Percy Jackson.
Oh God. They didn't even follow the books. It was like, hey, what were their names again?
They are coming out with a new series.
Good.
Actual series.
Good.
On Disney Plus. So,
because like, Annabeth's character in that.
Yep.
Didn't even, she was a, amalgamation of, Annabeth and Clarice.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
and then when we get Clarice in the second movie,
I really appreciated Alexander Daddario. But that's about it.
Yeah. Oh, good times. Mm. I can't think of anything else we could talk about this movie.
We could do our ratings.
Yeah, this just wasn't... This wasn't the best, guys. This movie is definitely down there on my list.
It teased me into it with that intro, too. Like, the intro
exactly.
was banging.
Like, it had a few good points.
It
that if they could have
expanded better.
Those, it might have actually been a passable movie to get more to come down the line. But combination of it being bad, having a lot of the sexual tension or sexual, what's the right word?
Imagery.
Yeah, there we go. That and then being owned by Disney, all three of those combined, it's going to be buried. It's just you. This is why we were finding it on YouTube. From somebody posting it on there 7 years ago. So
yeah. No one cares.
And hasn't been taken down. Yeah. Disney doesn't care. Watch it. Whatever. No one's going to buy this movie. And that's what I was going to say. Like, more often than not, these movies we're covering, I try, if I can buy it, I will. If I like it enough.
Yeah.
This is definitely one I'm not going to add to my collection.
Nah.
It's not worth it.
So. All right. So, out of 10, Ben, we'll go ahead and start with you for our first one.
I'm gonna throw it at a straight 2.5.
Okay.
Mostly, it gets bumped up for Mark Hamill, and also, again, the animation is good. It's just, that's not enough. Yeah. All the plot is a shambles, the music's confused, and the tone is all over the place. I can't tell if the movie is horny or goofy. That's a problem.
And it definitely jumps from one to the other constantly.
Within the same scene!
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright. Raul?
Actually, I'm giving it a 2. Basically, it gets 2 points for the same reason that Ben gave Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
I would say that I would have normally, because of me, I would have given it a higher score just for the, you know, like, extra plot. yeah, just the
huge tracts
stuff.
Of land.
But it was just that it wasn't even good. Like, it had no context in the content.
Yeah.
To have the gratuitous, sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't.
Even the kiss felt, like, really forced.
I definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Your gun is digging into my hip. Anyways, so Joey.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm actually right there with you. I gave this a 2 as well. Mark Hamill was great. I did love Cloris Leachman. I thought she did a good job. But the rest of the guy, everybody else's voice acting was just terrible. And I hated it the entire time. Action scenes were fine. Oh, I forgot to mention the one part when Caitlin finds the room and is looking up all the information. And then the guards start coming in when everybody's there. And the one guard is being attacked by Roxy and Grunge. And then another guard is firing all willy-nilly and hits nothing but the guard in the forehead. Like
that one shot.
The stormtrooper, yeah.
What the hell? That I did laugh at that scene because...
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, so our combined score is 2.17.
Yep.
That puts it just below Captain America 1979.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Whew. Is that...
That's still above
Captain America 2. Which is a 1.01.
God, just...
Nice.
Yeah, it... I think that's a fair spot for it.
Yeah, second lowest on the list.
And I guarantee you we'll probably have some ones that are lower. We'll definitely have ones that are going to be between Cap
and
79
this.
And this.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is not... It's not the worst movie. I definitely would say don't watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, all the information that you just listened to us go over is the movie.
Yeah.
And it's actually, our structure is the same way they structured the movie. So.
There were. It's not like the most objectionable thing to watch. There's no point to it. Like, it just felt like I was watching a wall or like twiddling with my thumbs. Like, it was just very passive and unengaging. So,
like I said, if you could pause it and do whatever, or if we could talk while it's still going on and still know what's going on, you don't need to watch this movie.
It reminds me of, you know, when a little kid tries to tell you a story.
Oh yeah.
That's what this was. This was like, well, I gave my daughter a crayon and I showed her the comic and then this is what she gave me.
Yeah.
Look, daddy, boobs.
Yep. That's honestly, that's probably sounds about right. All right. So Ben, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on those internets?
Yeah, you can find me at fancybet.com/cartoncast or at the Wax Nostalgic Network. There you can find my podcast, The Cartoncast or The Watchtower, which are respectively about old cartoons and specifically one old cartoon, the Justice League animated series. Mm-hmm. You can also find me at The Lost Omens podcast at the Professional Casual Network.
Awesome. You guys can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. And if you want to send your emails, send them to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We've got t-shirts over at Redbubble and TeePublic. Go check those out. You can also get sweatshirts
and masks,
hoodies.
Like, yeah.
There's a lot you can find on there. Just, I don't know what I clicked on.
I still
want
to get big
yes.
stickers to put on the sides of my truck.
I'm sure. I can give you some of the old stickers.
No, I've already got 4 of those on my
good
truck.
Point.
I put one on each side.
Perfect. Go ahead and rate and review us over on I keep wanting to say iTunes. Apple Podcasts.
It took me years to get over that.
It's going to. Then the funny thing is, I didn't really start trying to ask for that until about 2 years in. So, and we're into our third year. It was one of those things where I didn't want to like ask people to like go do that, because if you want to, you can. It's whatever. But I also know that by reminding people, it helps boost us up. That's just how those things work.
All 8 of the people that listen to us, hey guys, we appreciate you.
I mean, we get some.
Man, I love being a D-list podcaster. We get all the best spaces. We just constantly invade each other's territory.
And that's how I, you know, you just get to that. This is our promotion.
Hey, I mean, that's how I started listening to Wreck My Podcast.
Yeah,
was because Joey was like, "Hey, this guy's from Wreck My Podcast." I'm like, "What the hell's Wreck My Podcast?"
I talk about it. Speaking of which, our music was done by Cam from Wreck My Podcast and One Half of Sex Turtles. But yeah, like we will read your reviews on here. I might have to start making Ron read those. I've got some emails I'll have you read on.
Really?
Probably should have done it on Chitty Chats.
Yeah,
but,
we probably should have.
We'll do it some other time. It's not, trust me, you're fine.
Are they bad reviews? I hope so.
No, it's an email.
Oh, is it a bad email?
Well, I'll show you afterwards.
Okay.
I think that is everything. So again, Ben, thank you so much for coming on here.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely
hopefully
would
we
like
can
to get you back on here sometime in the future.
I'd love to. I love bad movies. Thanks. I hated it.
I've got a list of bad movies we can go over. So
good.
I'll definitely get you back on here for the future. Our next movie that we are covering, Howard the Duck.
Yes.
Ooh.
We're going to get, I've been constant Leah contact Thompson. With Big Chuck. He's been so hyped for that. So he's going to be on to cover that one with us. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
But yes, thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you next time.